The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Ed Funston at KILR Estherville and Jake Bourgeois at the Anamosa Journal Eureka. Ed, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right, Senator, I was curious about your reaction to the FBI raid on former President Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago and whether you think that was justified.
It's hard for me to tell because the FBI and Justice Department or the White House aren't saying anything about it. I had a meeting with, I had a conversation with the FBI director 2 days ago. Didn't get many answers from that. But it's very disturbing from this standpoint that this is the first time in the history of our country that a former president's been raided. It's also very convenient, it seems like, for them to accept the fact that they have a double standard. When Hillary Clinton had these email problems and a few years ago, and the FBI negotiated with her, and we know that there was compromise of national security with the way she handled her emails, but they negotiated with her. They didn't prosecute anything about her. And then what do they do with the president? Did they negotiate with him and then not be satisfied with the negotiation and raid his home, or did they just go raid his home? Very much a double standard. I think it affects the, I guess in my investigation over the last several months, I've proven political bias of certain individuals that will shut down FBI investigations of Democrat leaders, and then on fuzzy information open up things in regard to President Trump investigation. And I proved the political bias of that guy because Ray moved him to another position. But this just further emphasizes how much political bias is there in the Justice Department, in the FBI, and they have to prove to us that there isn't. And I'll end with this. Ray has to say, he has to show the people of this country concrete program that there isn't political bias in the FBI, and I've shown where there is political bias. Jake.
Just following up on this question, you've mentioned that there needs to be transparency in regard to the search. What does that transparency look like in your mind as this process moves along?
If my answer doesn't directly answer your question, tell me so. But I think what we need is transparency. We need to have them. You know, maybe the FBI doesn't need to do this in every investigation, but it's the ex-president of the United States, former president of the United States. And it seems to me that they ought to be just telling people why they invaded his home. Back to Ed.
Senator, you voted against the so-called Inflation Reduction Act in the Senate this past weekend. Can you explain, you know, why you oppose that?
Yeah. Probably too short of an answer for you, but we're in a recession. We have 8.5% inflation. When you have a economic situation like this in this country, you don't raise taxes and you don't increase spending, and they're feeding the fires of inflation by doing it. And when you start taxing people, it's going to hurt people needlessly. You know, they want to make it out that they're taxing corporations. I think you two people are smart enough to know that a corporation's nothing but a sheet of paper. It's made up of people you call management, stockholders, employees, and consumers. And a corporation is a tax collector passing the money on to the government. But there's less pay for management, less pay for dividends for stockholders. About 27% of corporation taxes comes out of the wages of employees. And then, of course, the consumer that has to buy the product is paying more for it. So it's just the wrong thing to do when you have a recession and 8.5% inflation. Jake.
Wanted to ask about a specific portion of that got a little attention as far as sort of the different ways the bill was looking at sort of controlling prescription drug prices, because I know that's something you've been working on. The insulin cap portion of it got a little bit of run. Could you explain sort of the different the differences in some of the amendments that were dealing with insulin and what your amendment did as opposed to the one that made it into the one that tried to make it?
Grassley-Wyden has a section to reduce insulin prices. That's my bill. It would also have 25 provisions that would have been transparency provisions and provisions to control drug prices that aren't even included in the bill that the Democrats passed. And then the Democrats, in their bill, want you to believe they negotiate prices. This is not a negotiation. This is where the government's going to say how much we're going to pay for these drugs, and if you charge more than that, you're going to pay 95% of the overcharge in regard to any drug that you charge more than what the government's going to pay. So it's dictating prices, not negotiating. Then the other thing is on insulin, I voted for the Kennedy Amendment that would have provided additional protection for insulin people, and it would have been in the millions and the millions and the millions, whereas the Democrats really didn't have a vote on insulin. They were trying to get a majority of the Senate to override the parliamentarian. And throughout the history of reconciliation, and that's been since 1974, the parliamentarian has always been an impartial judge of what can be done for a 50-vote threshold as opposed to 60 vote in the United States Senate, and the 50 votes is what you call reconciliation. But it can't just be used for anything. It's got to be used for taxes and spending. And she said their provision on insulin didn't meet those requirements. So I was voting to uphold the point of order that the parliamentarian judgment ought to be respected, and that point of order was upheld by the necessary votes in the United States Senate. So really, the only vote we had last week that would have really helped people that use insulin was the Kennedy vote, helping millions and millions of people, a lot more than what the Democrats were proposing to help, and would have had the $35 threshold. And it lost 50-50. Just one Democrat had voted with us. We would have been helping millions and millions of people on that. And I'm just waiting for Shaheen and Collins to get in their bill so I can co-sponsor it. And that's got a $35 cap on insulin. Okay, let's go to the next person.
All right, Senator, the bill also included provisions to hire 87,000 new IRS agents. Do you think the government needs new 87,000 new IRS agents?
Just think of the number of people that is. It's more than could be held in the Iowa football stadium. So think of going there to that football game and then more people being hired by the IRS. It's to harass middle-income people. and small business people. And it's kind of blackmail, because you get a bill from the IRS that you owe $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 more taxes, and you don't, but you aren't going to fight the IRS. You aren't going to pay that much to a lawyer to beat the IRS, so you just pay it. It's kind of blackmail. Back to Jake. And Jake, you'll be the last question.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the Invest to Protect Act and why that was something you felt was important.
Yes, I can answer that question. Thank you very much, because that's very personal to me. I remember that I held a meeting in Davenport with law enforcement, so I heard difficulties from them about recruiting and maintaining their numbers that they need. And then I recently heard a report from the FBI. They had had a meeting with law enforcement people in Iowa and Illinois, and they heard the same thing I heard. So my bill would give help to particularly rural communities on recruiting and maintaining help for law enforcement. We can't defund the police. It's just stupid. And this started 2 or 3 years ago, and now the people that started then are a little queasy about the idea that they had, because we've seen this big spike of just great big spikes in murders, major crimes, carjackings, things of that. And when the police aren't allowed to do their work, or they don't have enough people to do their work, that's what you get, a 30% increase in murders. It's just not something that we should be doing. And so yesterday I was in Jackson County talking to law enforcement people. I said, I'm not for defunding the police, and thank you for keeping the peace. Then I was in Waterloo and I talked to policemen, and I said the same thing to them. And it's just something that we've got to have strong law enforcement, or you're just going to encourage crime. Thank you both very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ed and Jake, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.